Welcome everyone to the Blessings of Christ. I'll say that again. We are all together, even though I'm in a different place today. So it's always good to be with you, with our community, for the work we do, wherever we are, because we are not locked into time and space. And we want to thank Nancy Freeborg again for running our board. And Nancy, I think we need to go into a Q&A mode. I'm so glad we have a nice group of people here today, and we always do. Well, nice is an understatement. We have a fabulous group of people here, and a really, really good number, which is also a benefit to everyone, because the more we harmonize with our prayers, our good thoughts, our hopes, and aspirations in life, we create a stronger beat on the gong, and it resounds in a larger way into life in the universe. So let us all be here in a state of love, in a state of joy, and hope, aspiration, and most of all, faith, that we are in the hands of God, in always, in all things. So I want to welcome our community, and as always, we like to open with some sharing and requests and expressions of gratitude for blessings already received or in progress, because blessings in progress are a very big part of life. It rarely happens that the blessings come in a sudden moment, out of the blue, and just really shock us with their presence. Most of the time they're coming to us as part of a process, and we enjoy that process and walk the path with those who give us blessings. So I would love to hear from you. Just press *6 and then 1, and you'll be brought into the queue. So, Nancy, you take over.
We have Stormy here. We're so excited to hear from you, Stormy. Your line is now open.
Yes, I have two blessings. First one is a starlight blessing. And it's to finish up what I started several weeks ago. And it is starlight in my fingertips, starlight in my eyes, starlight in my toes, starlight in my soul, starlight from my fingertips, starlight from my eyes, starlight from my toes, starlight from my soul.
That's really beautiful, Stormy. Thank you so much. And I'm sure that it will touch the heart of many people who are drawn to that form of blessing. So it's really good to hear your voice strong and happy. And thank you for speaking into our community.
And the other blessing is that my brother, Neil, 5 years younger than me, has a large Chrysler 500, quite a big car. And last week, he went out onto the highway and a car T-boned him and totaled his car, which is a pretty hard thing to do with a big car like that. And he nearly had a bruise on him.
Oh, that's great. That is a wonderful blessing story. Thank you, Stormy.
And blessings for him, because he's out of work today. Place that he played music at went out of business. So he's without a car and without a job. He has his health. And what more blessing can we ask than to have our health?
And I'm sure that was a communication from heaven, that he is being cared for, because that was a big one. That was a big communication. So it's to be at peace with other things that are yet to come, and they will come.
Yes, I told him that I think he needs to think about receiving some good fortune this year on several levels that I see coming for him. And this first one was a blessing of getting out alive of a terrible situation.
Yes, indeed. And it's a powerful message. So give him our love and love to you, Stormy, too.
Yeah, he was teasing with me last week about his neck that hurts so bad all the time. He hasn't been able to lay down for over 20 years and sleep because he can't lay down flat. But so I asked him, I says, well, in the accident, did you at least get the adjustment to your neck? And he went, no. I went, well, what good was that then?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, when he and I find a lot to laugh about under the circumstances all the time.
That's great. That's
so we
great
keep the story. Humor up, and then I see you in good humor.
Yeah, I you know, it takes good humor to go through what I'm going through. So thank you, Stormy.
Yeah.
I'm getting there. I'm in the process. Okay. We have
Nancy
on Lopez? The phone now.
Hmm? Yes, Nancy's line is open.
Hello,
yeah.
I'm here. And I just wanted to send love and peace to everyone, and especially you, Glenda, as you make these changes. Just quickly, I see the motion of behind your intentions for moving into the future and your creativity all coming together in a wonderful new path for your ministry. And I ask for blessings and thank God for your blessings all the time. So I'm so glad to hear your voice so strong and well. And we're all praying for your highest and best good, because we know it's coming. So thank you.
I know it is true, Nancy. And, you know, I will use my situation as a parable of life to give others encouragement. When we have really, really strong, powerful, high goals in life, and we go out into the world to find them reflected, it's not something that may happen immediately, because the world is actually, well, it's full of loving people, and loving people who have their own aspirations. But the world is not configured around extremely high goals. It's configured around survival and community and material attainment, shall we say. I'm not saying materialism, but, you know, things like paying the rent, food on the table, those things are material attainments. And the world is full of those. And when you walk into it with many higher, much higher goals, it's hard to find a path. And you may have to pull up a little bit of grass burr and a little bit of weeds and find a clear path to walk on. So that's kind of where I am right now, everybody. I've landed, I got on my way with 5 16-foot pads and an 8-foot pad, which is a lot. But that includes the business. It includes everything that was in our home, everything that I did not give away or discard in some way. So it was a lot of work getting packed, and I want to give my deepest, sincerest gratitude to Barbara and Stephen Eaton. They were my sidekicks and my constant helpers as I got through that. And they're helping me look around for properties here. And it's really not that easy. You know, I finally suggested to Stephen, well, let's look for churches. You know, there were a lot of old-timey churches that had pastor's quarters in the back and a church in the front and, a sort of a family recreational area, which would be great for a business. So I got really, what I was trying to do is I was trying to carve out a path that fit my aspirations. Well, we didn't find such a thing. Not yet. But it actually opened up the rest of the pathways a little better. You know, you've got to learn how to talk to the universe and let it know what you want. And one of the things I've discovered is that the universe doesn't really talk in languages like English, Spanish, Chinese, Japanese, Portuguese. It doesn't talk in languages like that. It talks in pictures and in feelings of the heart. In anything that can be translated into an energetic resonance, that's how the universe talks. And we've got to, just like if I had a room full of students, I would have to talk in, I don't mean just a language like English, but I have to talk in terms of what their interests are. If I got a room full of football players, I got to talk football to them in order to get them back around to art. If I'm talking to a room full of IT designers, I got to talk about how to get art pictures online. You know, in other words, you've got to talk into where the language is alive and well. If I were looking for things in West Texas, I'd have to talk cowboy language. You know. So just to use my life as a parable, I was adapting this environment to something that fit my aspiration a little closer, and it helped to open up everything else. I think this is one of the reasons so many wise people have recommended that when we pray or when we meditate, we offer up appreciative, glorious pictures of the job done, of what we're asking for being done. We're asking for health. We show a picture of us out walking on a sunny Saturday morning. You know, if we're talking about having better relationships with people, we show us out having lunch with friends on a Saturday, and it's just happy and joyous. So the universe responds in its language to give you feedback for what you're trying to say. And I think that's, I like to pass on to you things I'm learning and to make a parable out of my life, and I hope that helps. But Nancy, thank you so much for your prayers. I thought about you a lot this week because I was thinking how great it would be if I was looking in Florida.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, it would, because yes. It has been so cold up here.
Oh.
And I looked back at the weather in my little town that I left, and it was 80 degrees. And I went,
I know. It's
okay.
Nice and warm down here right now.
I know.
Yeah.
I do know.
Now, Linda, I had one more thing, and it's an expression of gratitude and good news. So I wanted to share with everybody because
sure.
It really is wonderful, and thank everyone for their prayers. More than a year ago, I asked for prayers for my brother-in-law, David. He has
right.
a form of leukemia, and he, for years now, has been holding his own, staying stable with his diet and his lifestyle. He's been very careful. His whole family has been very careful, and he was able to maintain stability. Well, the good news is recently medical science has developed a medication for his particular form of leukemia, and he began taking it, and his blood numbers, a lot of them, have actually gone into the normal range. So thank you, everybody, for your prayers. Keep them coming. Boy, is it working. We say what, and the universe says how and when, and oh, golly, I am so grateful to everybody.
Oh, that is wonderful, wonderful news. Wonderful. And, you know, you've illustrated another thing I said in the beginning of our call, and that is a blessing is often a process, and sometimes it's a lengthy process, but we have faith is what keeps us with it. Faith
exactly.
And vision, faith, and comradeship with those who love you keep you
yes,
in
for
the
sure.
process.
And you know what David's story kind of shows too? While you're waiting, you need to hold your own. You
yes.
need to be, and it is a kind of faith. And you do your part, you hold your own. You don't flounder and flop around out there in the waters of life, but you do tread water, and you do wait on the Lord, and your blessings come. So
they do.
Well.
Yeah, you know, you're so right, Nancy. The determination we show toward our goal is part of the message, and it's part of what the universe can replicate and give back to us.
Yeah.
Because the universe operates on extreme determination.
Oh, that intention from the universe is unbelievable and unstoppable. So it's wonderful.
Yeah, that's right. So when you feed it your determination, it's like, oh, good, a fellow traveler.
Yeah.
When you flop around and don't know what you want, and you know, this has been part of my problem coming up here because I'm in North Texas now, and it does not look anything like my home. It doesn't feel like the place I grew up in. It's a busy urban sprawl with actually the people are very, very, I like people a lot, but it's a dense urban area with a lot of traffic and a lot of homes built very close together. And we don't,
and it's
not
a lot
like,
of electromagnetic energy and interference in urban areas.
Yes.
It is.
And so I got up here and I became really extremely uncertain about, did I do the wrong thing? Am I in the right place? And I just had to keep looking and talking to people and, sending my energy out more and more and more. And, it's starting to open up. One of the most discouraging experiences I had is after I got up here, I was thinking I would go and see the place where my mother's beautiful garden was, that actually was a wonderful garden on the Texas State Garden Tour. She did a beautiful job. And I thought, before I go, I'm going to get on to Google Maps and get a satellite picture of it. Well, it was gone, totally gone.
Oh.
And I that was very sad for me and very discouraging because
but it lives in spirit. It lives in spirit. You remember.
It does. And it made me even more happy that I created the paintings of it.
Yes.
Because now everyone can enjoy it throughout the ages.
Yes. Yes.
So, but it was a confirmation to me that this is not the place I grew up in. And, it really gave me permission to move on, to move somewhere else if there's something else more appealing that feels more right.
Since you started talking about this, the word temporary keeps tapping on me.
Yes, me too. Very temporary.
I guess other people are laughing. They may be getting that. But wonderful, wonderful where you are and surrounded by friends and lovely people.
Oh, I know. So I'm still on the trail, everybody. But I'll get there, and I'm going to take you with me. You don't have to be on the same trail I'm on, but we're together. Okay. So I think we have some more people on the call.
Yes. And Maura, your line is open now.
Hello?
Maura, are you there?
Yes.
Hello, Maura.
Hello. I would like to say amen to everything that everyone else has been saying. I certainly have this feeling that this move of yours could develop into something pretty wonderful. I'm sure it will. And I would also like to give thanks. You know, last summer I was told that I probably wouldn't make it through July alive. And I was eligible for hospice, and so I did that, and I graduated from hospice, and now I'm on a program under their auspices, but not with hospice, where they check my labs and things like that right here in my apartment every 2 to 4 months. And
Maura, that's common. Oh, I had no idea. You didn't tell me.
Well, I know. I don't.
We pray for you anyway. And we always
do. And I pray for you. And my sister, who had a, who's a year younger than I am, she had a stroke, and she also has been, they're very amazed at how well she's been progressing. And so I really attribute so many of the blessings and wonderful things that happen in my life to all these prayers and to having been a member of this wonderful community all these many years. And so I thought I would thank all of you who have been offering prayers and let you know that I also do the same for you. So,
oh, I know you do. Oh, Maura, we love you so much. We do. And we know that whether you're with us on earth or in heaven, you'll be with us. So, we will be together.
Yeah, that's
forever.
One of my prayers every day, every morning and evening. I just, my fervent prayer, which I could use some support in, is that I will, before I do go to the other side or wherever, to down that other path, that I will have completed to the best of my ability, and I say that in all humility, I want to be able to reach what I was expected to do while I was here.
Wow.
And that's my goal. That's my major goal.
Okay, well, we join you in that.
Okay.
Wholeheartedly.
Thank you so much, and blessings on your journeys now, Glenda. I picture all the things that Nancy does on the other side of this move. So hopefully that will come to fruition. And
I'm sure it will. We just, like I said, it's a process. This is one of the reasons we make these calls absolutely free, totally free. every week, and have been since we started in 2010. We've been doing this since 2010. This will soon be our 12th anniversary of the blessing calls. We do this. It's an open call. No prerequisites. You don't have to give us your email address. You don't have to do anything. Just attend. And we make it available to you every week so you can come back. Because, like I said, blessings are a process. And don't think that just because you don't get it in the next hour after you pray for it doesn't mean it's not in the process of being delivered. So,
I firmly believe that. So, and it's okay. We'll wait.
Yes. And that's how we work with the universe. We have been given into to work with and to assist in managing. So, well, blessings always to you, Mara.
Thank you.
We need to bring on a few more. We've got a pretty long list of people now who want to.
Yes. I don't want to take up too much time. So, thank you for everything, and we'll talk to you later. Okay.
Thank you, Mara. Well, before I open someone's line, I just would like to say, Mara, I think I'm speaking for everybody. This is Nancy. I know for me, you really touched me deeply, and I can't, only you and God know what you feel is completion, but I feel like the reason I always long to hear your voice is because you offer us so much, and I feel your heart, and I think you're just wonderful. So I said, I know we all feel that for you, so I just want you to feel the love, okay?
Oh, I do. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. What a wonderful dialogue.
Nancy, I'm going to open up
Christopher's line. Actually, let's open it. Can I offer my thoughts on that? Oh, you already got Christopher on. Okay, good.
Go for it, Glenda. I'll wait.
No, that's fine. We love you, Christopher.
Oh, I love this. Everything that's been shared today. We love you, Mora. I mean, it's just, I feel like Nancy, I've never met you before, but I love hearing your voice and just bless your journey on this planet and beyond. That's what I say. I'm so grateful for you. I do feel your prayers and your love, and it's amazing. And Glenda, I love what you shared about blessings and process. It's really cool because you said at the beginning, you said, you know, we've come to share our blessings and our celebrations of blessings fulfilled. And I thought, what about the blessings that are being fulfilled? And then you said, oh, and the blessings that are in process. Because I felt like that's what I wanted to share was the in process.
Well,
part.
Christopher, yeah. That's the part we tend to overlook.
Yeah. But that's where the big ones come from.
That's right.
And that's why I love the conversation so much, what Nancy was sharing. And what you were sharing about the reality of having faith. You know, it's not a one-time thing. It's this ongoing process. And I love what Nancy was saying about not being knocked down by life or dragged along, but holding your ground. So I came with this intention to share that, like, last week I was really upset about feeling the division in the country. And I think a lot of people chimed in and said they felt the same way. And so, first of all, I felt such a relief after the blessing, but with regard to all that was stirred up in me, I was amazed at how much better I felt after the blessing. And then this week I have had this issue going on with a friend, it's an acquaintance for several years, and we were becoming closer friends, and I started to realize, wow, I'm really triggered, like, most of the time when we're together, this person, the way they talk, the things they say, very self-centered, very hurtful, you know, certain things. And so I was like counseling with different friends that I admire and colleagues and mentors of mine throughout the week, because I felt this was more important than just about one friendship. I felt like it was part of my own growth in love, in the ability to, how do I navigate a difficult relationship that, you know, in the past, I probably would have told the person off and said, I can't be friends with you, you know. And in this case, I was saying, you can't do that, Christopher. I just felt that in my heart. You can't. So I'm like, well, what is it? Let me just keep asking my closest friends, you know. And then right before this call, I had a talk with my mom, and she gave me the most amazing holistic perspective. I was like, wow, Mom, you just told me all the positive highlights that I heard in everybody that I spoke with this week, and you gave it to me in like a one package. And okay. I said, wow, this is amazing. But my point in sharing this is, you know, I would like to receive a blessing for this relationship, but I also, I reflected on it and I thought, you know, if I'm concerned about division in this country and having people have more understanding of one another, that's part of why I'm so committed to this particular process with this particular person. It's because I feel like I'm learning that in order for us to grow as a nation, as a community, as a society, it's like that's the growth, at least for me, is to learn to listen to more perspectives and to not react and to have patience. There's this thing about being patient. Keep participating and be patient and trust that even if it's difficult, things are moving in that direction. So just to share back and say that I feel like I'm learning so much and the blessing is happening and it is in process, in progress.
Yes.
Towards just a deeper maturity in my ability to be with challenges, you know?
Yes. And the fact that you have come to see that is a big step, Christopher. It's a big step. So, congratulate yourself. You stepped up to a higher perspective in order to see that it's not just point A to point B. It's rising up the mountain to look down on the forest. When we're in the forest, we go tree to tree. When we're on the mountain looking down, we see the whole forest. And that's a great place to be as a result of meditation or prayer, is to be on that higher perspective where we just get more peace within the process and from the process.
Thanks.
Thanks for the way you're
sharing it. Yeah, thank you, Glenda, for sharing your process with us, because I see the same type of integration happening. And thank you to everybody for the blessings, because I do feel them. And I do pray for more. I pray for the ability to, like Maura was saying, to do my part, you know. And even in this particular very specific situation with this person, it's almost like this is a metaphor for the bigger purpose of my life.
Yes, exactly.
Of how do I interact with this person with love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye-bye, Christopher. And blessings
to you.
Bye,
thanks. And you as well.
Okay. And Jerome, you are on.
Okay. I opened up Lorraine's line. I'm sorry. Did you have Jerome?
We'll take Jerome next. Okay.
I don't see Jerome there on mine.
He's at the bottom of the list.
Did you open mine?
Okay. All right, let me open up Jerome.
I tend to work from the bottom up because the bottom is made out of people who were first callers. I didn't tell you that, Nancy. But anyway, that's okay. We'll go with Lorraine. We love you, Lorraine.
Oh, she's now off. She's got to call back in. Sorry, Lorraine.
Oh, dear. Okay,
is
Jerome still on?
Jerome is on.
I'm still here, but there's sounds like there's two of us on the line, huh?
Jerome is on. Lorraine will wait just a minute. It's good.
Okay. Jerome, you're on.
Wow, it's quite a day here. It's quite a process, and thank you. I'm in for a new process of getting a bus ride up to a healthcare facility now. So, but we're supposed to get 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow, so it'll be interesting up here in Duluth how things go. But I'll just say a prayer that God's in charge, and the blessings to get where I'm supposed to go. 3 days a week now will be helpful to me, and I'll meet some nice people, and I'll just have a great time. But blessings on you, and blessings on your process, and for all the people on the calls, too, because it's all a bigger process of light, compassion, love, peace, and joy, and how to stay connected with the God of our own understanding. So, but blessings
That's
with
right.
you. Blessings with everything you do, where you are, and your new place, and please keep up the good work, because you're just an example for all of us, and thank you for your light, compassion, love, peace, and joy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Jerome. And, you know, what you said is it's so important, because, and Christopher, too, what he said is that when we work through this process with ourselves and with just even one other person or one
right.
situation, we are
yeah.
modeling it out for the universe.
You'd
okay. be surprised, everyone, but actually the universe learns from us.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
It does. When we model out a successful transaction or transition in life, the universe
yes.
actually learns from us.
Yeah, yes. And we get to share.
Have you noticed? Or just look back in history. Whenever,
yes.
For every extremely successful person, and I'm talking about heroes, I'm not talking
yes.
about monetary success, but I'm talking about people who really make a difference in the world. You
right.
look at their lives, and you will see, after their life was lived, the whole of everything changed in a bigger
yeah.
way than one person could have ever done.
Correct. Yep.
Well
yep.
just take, for example, Mother Teresa. She was a humble, simple person, but with a huge determination to do some good things for people who needed help. But
right.
she actually set a wave of charitable functions that went around the world. In other venues, she didn't even touch. She didn't
right.
even touch.
Right.
I remember a beautiful quote from Princess Diana, who met Mother Teresa. And she said, of all the people I've met, this is the one who changed my life the most.
God.
And all she did was meet her.
Yeah.
That's all she did, just meet her. She didn't have a sit-down dinner. She didn't have a conference.
Right.
She just met her.
Yeah.
Look at
yeah.
other people. Look at other, well, for example, Martin Luther King.
Yes.
We can think, well, he just facilitated the end of segregation. But
yeah.
no.
Yeah.
It facilitated a state of mind that
yeah.
became an expansive, positive contagion, not only in this country, but around the world.
Right.
So the universe models after us, and that's what I want to say.
Yeah.
I say this to everybody and say it to myself, you may think you're small, and we all are, actually, and it behooves us to be a little bit humble about that, but you're not small either, because you've got the power of God in you. And whenever you model something done successfully and well, the whole universe pays attention.
Ah, right, right. Thank you. Thank you for your remembrance and for all of us on the call, too. And keep up the good work, and just blessings with all the spirit of light and love that you are for everyone else. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I hope you enjoy your snowy hike.
Okay.
At least it's all white and light
yes,
and beautiful.
It's all white. And I don't have to shovel too much yet. So
that's right. Okay, good. All right. Well,
all right.
Lorraine's back on the call. Hi, Lorraine.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much. I'm appreciating all these great messages, wow, on this call. And what prompted me to call is the message you began with, Glenda, that somebody we held in the blessing a couple of years ago named Philip went into remission and was feeling great. And I just heard from him again after quite a while that they say he's no longer in remission. So I'm putting his name in for the blessing energy again. And he says he has no fear of death, but he doesn't want to suffer, but in any way, or, but anyway, just all the highest and best for Philip. And then, the other thing I just wanted to say, I've been holding your cats in the light. So I hope they're doing okay.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. They're very stressed. I mean, they really are. Being in a little one room hotel room is stressful.
Yeah. I'll keep sending good vibes that way.
Oh, yeah. Well, love makes a difference, but sometimes there's stress in spite of it. And so that's a good thing for all of us to realize, is that just because we're stressed doesn't mean good things are not working.
Yeah. Well,
I keep telling my cats that every day.
Yes, they're getting it. Yeah. Anyway, so thanks for holding Philip in the light and the blessing.
Oh, yes, and we do. We do.
Thanks.
And thanks for trusting us with your love for him.
Oh, thanks. Bless.
And Sarah, your line is open.
Aloha, Glenda and beloved community. This is Sarah, sending my love and blessings to each and every one. And I want to ask for a special blessing today with Yeshua to, there's a little boy who's an orphan, and his name is Hassan, and he's living in Palestine. And I found him. There's a beautiful foundation called Zakat, Z-A-K-A-T, who does really beautiful, transformative, loving work with orphans. And I felt so called to sponsor him. And so now he's part of my life. I'm going to pray for him every day, and I sponsor him and with some money. So I ask for a blessing for little Hassan and for all of the children who have lost their parents. And then another blessing for, there's an organization I've been supporting for many years now, and it's called the Orphan Kitten Club. And they do beautiful work. Her name's the Kitten Lady, and she saves these little neonatal kittens and raises them and then finds them homes. So a blessing for her work and for all who work with the little vulnerable ones.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, Sarah. And, you know, Yeshua loved the children.
Yes.
He loved the children. So he will love this blessing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, thank you too, Sarah. Thank you for being such a loving and loyal member of our community. We always enjoy hearing from you. Always.
Oh, it's my blessing, my honor.
Okay.
Thank you. We have Gia's line open now. Gia?
Hi, this is Francesca.
Okay.
Hi. Hello, I just want to, you know, ask for some blessings for you, Glenda, on your journey. It's been really inspiring to listen to you go through this, and I send you all my own best heartfelt wishes for your journey right now. And I also want to say thank you to Mara for your contributions. You know, it's just always so welcoming to listen to your voice. And, so thank you, Mara. And then I just want to ask for, a blessing for myself and, for moving out of my work situation, for today. So thank you.
Okay. Okay. You have it. You're on my list, and we're all here for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And, you know, what I am so touched by every week when I come onto the blessings is, as much as I am redeemed and lifted by the actual blessing, I am already in a special place, just connecting with our community. You are all so important to each other. Everyone here is so vitally, vitally important and loved. Thank you so much for coming. And I just want you to know that you don't have to talk to receive a blessing back. You are giving a blessing by being here, and that's what brings your blessing back. Whenever we give, we will receive in like kind anything. So just to be here for purposes of the blessing, purposes of connecting with Yeshua and others who love him and you and our community, you're already set up for a blessing. You don't have to say a word. And I think it's really as sweet as that, which is wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Nancy, do we have others here wanting to speak? Or
we don't have anyone else in the queue. It's getting a little before four, but if anyone else is still wanting to come on, star 6 and 1.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting, in the event there is somebody, I'll just...
Yes, we have a few more right now.
Oh, we do. Oh, my...
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes, yeah, we do.
Candace and Caroline. We'll take Candace first. Hi, Candace.
Okay. Well, hi. I haven't talked on a call for a long time. And everyone is so positive and uplifting. I feel I am so immature on my spiritual journey. My son's death by suicide a year and a half ago has been such a struggle for me, and I ask for blessings to help heal my pain and restore my joy in my life. Thank you.
I'm sure you've been in shock, Candace. You know, and it's a hard thing. It really is. And you are receiving the blessings, and you are being lifted up. And one of these beautiful, sweet days, you will see the sun break through the clouds. And you will know that everything is okay.
Okay. Thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome.
And if I could add just a little something, Candace, I was raised Catholic, and anytime I hear of a mother losing a child, I think of Mary, the mother, and she's, you know, so wonderful to reach out to for consolation and for healing. So just don't forget that she's there for you, and in more ways than you can even imagine. So I just wanted to offer that.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's a wonderful addition, Nancy. Thank you.
Yes, it is.
We have Carolyn.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hi, Glenda.
Hey. First of all, I'd like to send blessings to everybody in the call today. And the items I'd like blessings on, I mean, they're pretty small compared to what some of you folks are having to go through. So my thoughts are with you. And I also wanted to thank you, Glenda, for writing The Way, which I've started to read. I'm halfway through. It's a wonderful book, a wonderful look at Gnostic Christianity, and one of the chapters I loved was your chapter on Gunnar, how you found your cat. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful story.
Thank you.
So
if
people haven't read that book, it's definitely worth looking at. It's fabulous. It's a wonderful book. But the two blessings that I wanted to ask for, one set was for me and my neighbor who has psychological problems. He often has fits of swearing at people and shouting, and when he has gatherings of his friends, they usually end in sort of arguments. And last night there was a major argument that was going on around 10 or 11 at night, and he started mentioning my name and making sort of threatening comments. And to be honest, I don't even know whether it was somebody at the gathering who had the same name as me or whether he was somehow or other shouting at me, but it made me feel very uncomfortable. So I would like some blessings for me and for him, this man, his name is Alex, to hopefully have him reach a more peaceful resolution in his life, and for me to have more peace in terms of not having that kind of stuff happening next door to me. So that's the first blessing. The second blessing is a more joyous occasion. My son Alex, same name, and his girlfriend Ying are getting married on Tuesday, 2/22/22 at 2:22 p.m. And I just would like to have blessings for a long life, long, happy, healthy, and successful life together. So those are the blessings I'm asking for.
Okay. Well, that is a pure joy, to bless the union of two people. You know, because when two or more come together, they create a bigger life that either one could do individually. So much bigger. It's not just adding 1 + 1 = 2. No. It's multiplying all the ingredients of each of their lives. So, it's a really powerfully significant event, which is why so many of us actually cry at weddings. It's not because there's anything sad. It's because we really face the awesome multiplication of life when two people are joined for a life, and we feel their joy, we feel their hope, and we want them to have the longest and best life possible. And we even think about children that may come from it. And so there's a lot of emotion that goes along with that. So I wish them the most wonderful, happy, and prosperous life. And I wish your friend Alex peace. Peace of mind.
Well, he's not really a friend, but he's my neighbor.
Your neighbor. Okay, well, your neighbor, I wish him peace. As we each find peace, we bring peace to those around us. And that's not just an axiom, it's a fact. It's a fact.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, Nancy, I think we are ready to roll.
We sure are. We're in a good place.
I'm going to give a brief introduction for those who have not been here before. I just want to say you don't have to do anything except receive. And we like to get in the most positive state of mind that we can be in, which for most of us is neutrality, just neutral. This is actually something that the Dalai Lama recommends. The neutral space is actually the highest space. Because sometimes when we get into the enthusiastic, optimistic projection of what we want, well, if not there's anything bad, it's all good. But we get into pushing it. And we get our mind involved in creating the vector. And we don't always know how the prayer will be answered, but we push very hard on how we want it to be answered. As consequently, sometimes the neutral place is the highest place, because that's where you give your consent for the universe, the Holy Spirit, God, and the power of love to bring to you that which is your highest and best. So, one of the best ways to get into that space is just relax. Find your comfortable place in your chair or your bed. Take a deep breath and hold it. And then slowly let it out. As you inhale again, feel that you're inhaling the love the Spirit of Life is bringing to you. As you exhale again, allow the world around you to receive your hopes, your prayers, and your love. And then again and again until you are at peace. You're at peace with your hopes, your aspirations, your love, your goals, your needs, your desires. Have your arms and legs uncrossed. because we're going to be bringing energy in from the universe to the earth, back from the earth through you to the universe. After I have offered my prayer to Yeshua, the blessing givers and I will begin the blessing, which is an energetic conveyance, not from us, but from Christ, the Holy Spirit, and our Heavenly Father. That you, it will flow through you as energy. Some of you will feel it, because some of you are very tuned in to a very, very high frequency of energy. Others of you, it may just feel like a nice breath coming through, some clean air. And that's okay. That's fine. But begin your prayer. You will say your prayer while we're offering the blessing. That's when you pray. Why? Well, because you are opening up your satellite dish to receive exactly that which was meant for you. You're signing in your computer screen to bring up the pages that are downloading just for you. And your prayer helps to direct that energy that's coming in, that is sent with love and benevolence for everybody. But your prayer will bring exactly that which is meant to you for you. Okay? My dear friends, let us begin. Dear Yeshua, we are here, resting in our peace, in our joy, in our hope, in our faith, and thanking you for your love, for your guidance, for your healing, and your miracles, which you have always brought to us, and which are always with us. But we're seeking to stand right beside you today, hand in hand, to ask for special blessings for those we love, for those we care about in need, for those we seek to be blessed in higher and greater ways. We are here for you. We are here with you. And we pray to be your conduit into the world, because we know that you use those who are close to you as your way of reaching in to those who don't know to receive from you, but they will receive from their fellow human. We ask prayers for our sweet, beloved animals. We ask for prayers for those who are transitioning in life, whether it's to another place, another relationship, another job, to higher ground, or to health repair. Transitions are part of life. We note that. You went through many yourself, but they can also create anxiety in us about where am I going, how will I get there, and what will it be like. We ask that you comfort us, that you care for our soul, and you enrich our heart with the highest and best expectation for our life and for the life of those who travel with us. It's all a great journey, as you taught us, as you taught the apostles, not to just stay put, but to travel the world as it was known then. And so they did. And in their travels, they changed the world. We ask that you make ministers and apostles of all of us, that as we live our life, we model the successes of our life for others and for the universe. We don't always know what to say, but we are seeking the best. Help us to find it. Help us to share it. And help us to make it better than we even hoped for. Again, we thank you. We love you. And we ask all of these things in your blessed name.
Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now in offering the blessing? Let us begin. Amen. Amen and amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, it's for you to go and rest. Rest everything, your mind. Rest everything, your body. Breathe. Just be quiet. Don't even continue your prayer, because even though it's sacred, it will activate your mind. Your mind can't figure this out. Your mind does not know what to receive. Just be a blank slate upon which the will of God is written. And we'll look forward to being with you again next week for your blessing to be in even more progression. Bye-bye for now.